While the emphasis throughout the first floor is on art and symbolism, the second floor emphasizes the aesthetics that communicated home and comfort, appropriate to private spaces during the Gilded Age. In addition to the master suite, there were 14 guest rooms on the second floor. However, just as with the public spaces found on the first floor, careful attention was given to every detail of the designs for the rooms of the second floor. For example, the ceiling and door moldings for each room on the second floor are unique to the room. Each room was designed with a bathroom and closet, located in such a way that the household staff could access these rooms without disturbing the privacy of the bedroom. The hallways on the second floor were open to the courtyard, and the hallway doors for these guest rooms were fitted with louvered doors, with screens to provide cross ventilation. In these rooms, the fireplaces are decorative, not functional. Electric lighting in all the rooms comes from gilded bronze sconces made by the New York firm of Caldwell & Company. To soften the light, the bulbs are covered with a mesh of glass beads.
Built side by side with double doors connecting them, the connecting doors could be left unlocked to create suites. Each room has been restored to its original appearance. The wallpapers were reproduced using historical documents and photographs. Please move freely from room to room as we point out a few highlights. Each of the guest rooms was named for its particular decorating scheme or dominant color. The heliotrope room takes its name from the heliotrope-colored flower featured on its wallpaper, Whitehall's most elaborate wallpaper design. While heliotrope was a common color description at the time, it fell out of favor some years later when the term was used to describe the pallor of those dying from the worst pandemic in history, the 1918 influenza epidemic.